Time now for the Sunday News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Green City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW weather calling for mostly sunny skies, a 20% chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms developing, a high near 92, partly cloudy skies tonight, a low around 71. I'm Darren Caudill reporting. Fairfield's fireworks display was held last night, with the display launched from the city's location at Southwest Park, as has been common for several years. Unlike in previous years, there were no ground displays for this year's event. Prior to the city's display, several neighborhood sideshow displays took place Saturday night. The city's fireworks display began at about 9 p.m., lasting about 25 minutes. A video of last night's display has been posted on the WFIW Facebook page. The City of Flora has scheduled their fireworks display to take place tonight. More news after this break.
I'm Dave Rigg, inviting you to join me every Sunday morning from 6 to 9 a.m. for Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg. Yes, every Sunday morning on WOKZ FM 105.9, you can listen to Bluegrass Gospel music. It's a great way to get ready for church or whatever you do on a Sunday morning. So make plans to join me next time for Bluegrass Gospel with Dave Rigg, 6 to 9 a.m. Sunday morning on WOKZ 105.9.
When a challenge rises up, do we let it stand in our way or go the distance to overcome it? I didn't want to stay at the bottom, but after I was shot 4 times in Afghanistan, I was told I'd never walk again or have feeling below my waist. If I even survived, I felt paralyzed, physically and mentally. There were many times where I took 2 steps forward, only to be knocked back 5. When I struggled to get up my hill, depression and thoughts of suicide threatened to keep me down forever. My wife and healthcare providers were there to catch me and push me forward. I learned that psychological care is key to recovery from both physical and invisible wounds. It's been more than 2 years and my journey is still ongoing, but I know I won't quit. Decide now that I will take the first step. Reaching out is a sign of strength. Visit realwarriors.net or call 800-874-2273.
It's here. The Big Deal Store is online and waiting for you to shop and buy gift certificates to local businesses. Go to your station's website, WFIWradio.com, and click on Big Deals. Here you'll find dozens of gift certificates for places like Three Chicks Fudgery, ACT Tire and Auto, Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center, and Bullard's Farm Market and Bakery. You can shop 24 hours a day and save tons of money in the process. But you better hurry. You never know how long each deal will last.
862 new cases of the coronavirus were reported in Illinois Saturday, along with 10 new deaths. There were no reports of new cases in Wayne or Edwards counties. Reports indicated Franklin County had 2 new cases of the virus Saturday, and Williamson County had 1 new case. White County reported a positive case this past Friday. Statewide totals stand at 146,612 cases and 7,014 deaths. The daily number of cases in Illinois have not exceeded 1,000 per day since early June, according to reports. Several states have seen a sharp increase in the number of cases over the past few weeks. The mayor of Chicago late last week said she would be implementing a quarantine period of 14 days for anyone traveling to Chicago from several states that have seen increases in the number of cases or face possible fines. The order also applies to city residents returning from the specific states. Illinois State Police report the arrest of a state trooper on drug charges following an investigation and search of his residence. According to a state police news release, Illinois State Police Division of Internal Investigation officials initiated an investigation last Thursday into State Trooper Nolan Morgan, age 40, of Greenville, Illinois, after receiving information that Morgan was allegedly involved in the possession and manufacture of drugs at his residence in Greenville. ISP Division of Internal Investigation investigators conducted interviews with several witnesses and conducted a search of Morgan's home. At his home, investigators gathered evidence, including 259 grams of psilocybin mushrooms packaged for delivery to support the arrest of Morgan. Morgan was arrested by police Friday at the District 11 headquarters in Collinsville. Morgan faces charges of possession of a controlled substance with the intent to deliver and manufacture of a controlled substance, psilocybin mushrooms. Both are Class X felonies. Morgan is being held in the Bond County Jail on $150,000 bond pending a court appearance. Police said Morgan was assigned to the District 11 post in Collinsville after graduating the Illinois State Police Academy in June of 2018. Area river stages as of this morning. Little Wabash River east of Fairfield at 8.68 feet. Flood stage is 17 feet. At Clay City, the stage is 6.34 feet. Flood stage is 18 feet. At Carmi, the river's at 17.16 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Skillet Fork at Wayne City stands at 6.23 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. Wabash River at Mount Carmel is at 7.51 feet. Flood stage is 27 feet. Daily chances for pop-up showers and thunderstorms are in the forecast each day this week, with higher chances on Monday and Tuesday. Edwards County Treasurer Debbie Smith says the due date for Edwards County 2020 mobile home taxes is July 31st. A late fee of $25 will be assessed August 1st. An additional $25 fee will be added every month the tax is delinquent. The 2020 extension for mobile home taxes is $23,391.26. The 2019 extension was $25,863.37. Payments will be accepted in person on Mondays and Wednesdays. People wishing to pay on another day of the week should call Smith's office at 445-3581 to make an appointment. People can mail in their payments to the Edwards County Collector at 50 East Main, Suite 11 in Albion, and payments may also be placed in the drop box on the northeast corner of the courthouse in front of the cell tower. Communities have until July 20th to apply to the state's Restore, Reinvest, and Renew program. The R3 program offers grants for initiatives in areas disproportionately affected by the war on drugs. The money comes from tax revenue generated by the sale of recreational marijuana and can be used to address several needs, says Quinn Rollins with the Illinois Lieutenant Governor's Office.
So if in Aurora they decide that they want to put all of their energy into addressing violence prevention, and that's something that they're allowed to do. Or if in Rockford they want to address economic development, violence prevention, youth development, and the whole gamut, that's something that they're allowed to do. So organizations can decide what works for their communities in terms of the problems specifically that they're trying to address.
Groups interested in applying for a grant should visit r3.illinois.gov. A map is available listing which areas are eligible. That's the news. Area deaths are next.
What's Going On is brought to you by Wayne White County's Electric Cooperative in Fairfield, who remind you that hybrid water heaters are the most energy efficient way to maintain hot water for your home. If you are a Wayne White Electric customer and you purchase a hybrid electric water heater, you can get a $500 incentive rebate check from Wayne White. Learn more about this rebate online at waynewhitecoop.com. Here's what's going on Saturday, July 11th. The Jeff Rorton Club will be hosting their monthly breakfast from 7 to 9 a.m. The menu will be sausage, biscuits and gravy, hash browns, scrambled eggs, and pancakes. Food will be served to you, but it's still all you can eat. The cost is by donation. Greater Fairfield Area Chamber of Commerce's townwide rummage sale will be held on Saturday, July 11th. Maps with sale locations are available at the Chamber of Commerce office or online at fairfieldillinoischamber.com. And the Blue for Raritan Club will have its annual homemade ice cream social car cruise in on Saturday, July 11th. Cars and tractor registration begin at 2. Besides homemade ice cream, there will be hamburgers, cheeseburgers, pork burgers, hot dogs, nachos and cheese and drinks. And karaoke will start around 4 o'clock.
It's a calling that's kept us free. It's a place to belong. What's the calling? Being a member of the Air Force Reserve. It's doing a job that makes a difference. Serving your community and your country. It's part-time service where the impact is full-time. And the experience, education, and other benefits you receive can enhance your civilian career and your life. What's your calling? Air Force Reserve. AFReserve.com.
Area deaths are brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 67-year-old Sisney resident Joe F. Winters died Thursday at Good Samaritan Hospital in Mount Vernon. He was a factory worker for Roadmaster and a member of the Pleasant Grove Christian Church near Jeff and attended Christ Church in Flora. He loved sports and enjoyed watching St. Louis Cardinals baseball, high school and junior high sports, and Illini basketball. He also enjoyed gardening, church, and playing cards and games. Surviving are a sister, Mary Gain of Fairfield, a brother, John E. Winters of Flora, and a sister-in-law, Jolene Kettle of California, three nieces, three nephews, and several great-nieces and nephews. Funeral services for Joe F. Winters will be at 11 a.m. Wednesday at the Pleasant Grove Christian Church, burial in Pleasant Grove Cemetery, visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. Wednesday at the church. Social distancing measures are strongly encouraged for those attending the services. This will be a St. Louis Cardinal baseball theme, and the family requests everyone to wear their Cardinal gear. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be given to the Pleasant Grove Christian Church in Jeff or Christ Church of Flora, and will be accepted at the Hosselden Meredith Funeral Home, which is in charge of the arrangements. 62-year-old Dahlgren resident Rhonda Rapp died at 318 Saturday morning at her home. She was an educator and a graduate of Eastern Illinois University with a bachelor degree in early childhood education. She taught school at the Cesar Illinois Pre-K, was a sub for Hamilton County Schools, was a dog groomer, loved horse riding, loved to hold fundraisers for no-kill shelters for animals, and loved camping. Surviving are her husband Don of Dahlgren, a daughter Destiny Hargis of Damiensville, two grandchildren and two brothers, Larry Adkins of Ohio and Perry Adkins of Florida. Memorials for Rhonda Rapp may be made to the no-kill animal shelters and will be accepted by her family or the Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro, which is in charge of the arrangements. 67-year-old Carmi resident Gay Y. Barbary died Thursday at her home. She worked as a chiropractor assistant for many years, but also spent many years working on the farm. She was a volunteer for Rafter M. Therapeutic Riding and was a member of the Emmanuel United Methodist Church. Surviving are a daughter, Courtney Thompson, a stepdaughter, Misty Gwaltney, and a stepson, Brandon Barbary. Several grandchildren also survive. A celebration of life for Gay Y. Barbary will be held at 1 p.m. Monday with a visitation from 11 a.m. until the time of service. Social distancing rules will be in effect. Memorials are suggested to St. Jude's in care of the Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi, which is in charge of the arrangements. Andrea D. Grant, age 3 of Carmi, died Thursday at her home. Surviving are her mother, Brittany Streen, a brother, Keaton, and sister, Macy. Grandparents, Carrie Streen, Jason and Beth Snyder, and Angela Bartley. Great-grandparents, Erla and David Streen, and aunt, Kaylee Snyder, and cousins, Kyson and Connor Mullins, and several other aunts and uncles and cousins. Funeral services for Andrea D. Grant will be held at 11 a.m. Tuesday at the Stendebach Family Funeral Home with Chris Pollard officiating. Burial will be in Newman Cemetery. Visitation will be 1 hour prior to the service. The Stendebach Family Funeral Home in Carmi is in charge of the arrangements. A reminder, if you missed any of our obituaries, they're updated regularly at our website at WFIWradio.com. I'm Darren Cottle reporting.
Show your patriotic pride and upload your red, white, and blue photos for a chance to win 4 tickets to Holiday World. Upload your pictures today at WFIWradio.com.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
If you're hungry for some delicious Deep South barbecue, then go down to the Big Deal store at WFIWradio.com and purchase the $20 gift certificate for only $14.
Taking a look at sports on this Sunday, Chase Briscoe won Saturday's NASCAR Xfinity race at the Brickyard in Indianapolis, his 5th win of the season. Justin Haley finished 2nd and Noah Gragson was 3rd. The Xfinity drivers will race this coming Thursday at the Kentucky Speedway beginning at 7 p.m. That race can be seen on FS1. The Cup Series drivers race at Indianapolis today beginning at 3 p.m. That race can be seen on NBC. Next Sunday, the Cup drivers will be at the Kentucky Speedway beginning at 1:30 p.m. Justin Allgaier will replace Jimmy Johnson for today's NASCAR Cup race at Indianapolis. That comes after Johnson, the 7-time series champion, tested positive for the coronavirus. That's your sports update for today. And taking a look at the Fairfield area weather, mostly sunny today, a slight chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, a high near 92, partly cloudy tonight, a low around 71. Mostly sunny Monday, a 40% chance of afternoon showers and storms, a high of 91. Mostly sunny Tuesday, a 40% chance of shower and storm activity, a high of 90. Mostly sunny Wednesday, 30% chance of showers and storms, a high near 91. And mostly sunny Thursday and Friday, chances for showers and storms both days, highs right around 90. Present Fairfield temperature is 74.